Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quantum assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I was trying to file a claim.
Okay, you was calling to file a claim. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I can most definitely help you file your claim for you. But first, can I please have your Social Security number so I can be able to look at your account for you?
424-398-145.
Okay, that's going to be 424-398-145. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
Shante Yelder, and my mother's name is Pamela Yelder, 12/17/92.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, you was calling to file a new claim, is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No. No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
And what is your driver's license state?
Alabama.
And what is your driver's license number?
1925250.
Okay, that's going to be 1925250. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Did you want your benefits going direct deposit or to the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Do you want that going to your checking or saving?
Checking.
Okay. And what is your routing number?
Hold on. I need to look up. All right. Okay, I'm going online now to get my information.
Yes, ma'am.
My watching number is 0620001.
Okay, that's going to be 0620001. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what is your account number?
02955-17251.
Okay, that's going to be 02955-17251. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
3507
Anton,
A-N-T-O-N, Street.
Okay, city and state and zip.
Mobile, Alabama, 36612.
Okay, would it be okay if I change your mailing address for you?
Ma'am.
Would it be okay if I change your mailing address for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and what is that mailing address? I do apologize.
The mailing address is 3507 Anton Street.
Okay, can you spell that for me, please?
Anton Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3507 Anton Street, apartment 32.
Okay. And city, state, and Mobile. Zip code?
Mobile, Alabama, 36412.
Okay. Thank you so much. Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No, it's the same. My mailing address is 35.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes. I was staying at another address, 2371 Revere.
Okay. Can you verify your telephone number for me?
257-307-9169.
Okay. Did you want me to change your telephone number for you?
Yes.
Okay. And what is that number? I do apologize.
251-307-9169.
Okay, 251-307-3169. Is that correct, ma'am?
307-9169.
Okay, you said 9169?
Yeah, 69.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. And can I please have your email address?
Logan, L-O-G-A-N, Suntay, S-U-N-T-A, the number one, at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, that's going to be L-O-V-A-N-S-U-N-T-A.
Logan, L-O-G-A-N, and Sun, U-N-T-A, number one, at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am, I do apologize. That's going to be Logan Santa, number one, at gmail.com. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your mailing address is 3507 Anton Street, apartment 32, Mobile, Alabama, 36612. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following street addresses in Opa-locka have you ever lived at or been associated with? It's 1109 Spring Drive. It's 1307 Grand Mill Drive. It's 1605 Auburn Street. It's 1902 Bruce Avenue. Or
I never stayed in Opa-locka.
I'm sorry?
I never stayed in Opa-locka.
Okay. Is it okay if I put down none of the above or I'm not familiar with this property?
Yeah, not familiar.
Yes, ma'am. Which of the foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? It's at 43 Bright Spot Street. It's at 467 Forest Lakes Drive. It's at 561 Village Green Drive East. It's at 6820. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Is it Enterprise? Is it Abbeville? Is it Auburn? Is it Saraland? Or is it none of the above?
Can I, which one are you saying?
Yes, ma'am.
And Saraland.
What month was Pamela Yelder born in? Was it January? Was it April? I'm sorry?
January.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Which other farm streets have you never lived or used at your address? It's a Cantor Parkway North. It's a Barefoot Road. It's a Main Street. It's a Vermilion Drive. I'm sorry.
It's the first one.
Okay. Cantor Parkway North.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with a employer that is not military? Okay, thank you. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Okay, thank you.
No.
Did you? Yes, ma'am. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, thank you. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
What's DUA?
Okay, DUA is something dealing with a storm.
Oh, no.
Yes, ma'am. And when was the last day you worked?
Last Monday.
Okay, you said last Monday. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, and that was on the 7th. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
Okay, in other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
Yes.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I was working for someone. Educated resources.
Yes, ma'am. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
None of that.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation? Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for? Okay.
No.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
15.
What's the lowest hour of the wage you will sell?
12.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What is your job title and description?
You said what's the description?
Yes, ma'am.
I guess
I'm
just doing orders.
Okay, your job title and description is doing orders?
Yes, it's like Amazon, like finding orders and shipping them off.
Okay. What did you want me to put down?
Shipping orders.
Yes, ma'am.
Packing and shipping.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Packing and shipping. Yes, ma'am. Okay. You will pack or package by hand a wide variety of products and materials. Is that correct, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What is the job title and description you seeking a job for?
At-home job or something?
You said at-home job?
Like a call center.
Okay, you said call center. Okay, I could change it mm-hmm. for you. Okay. Now, with the call center experience, Are you going to be interacting with customers to provide information in response to inquiries about products and services? Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have experience in the type of work you are seeking?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. What is the name of your employer?
Educator Resources.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Educators Resource Incorporation. Is that the correct one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is your employer phone number?
I don't know their phone number.